EFF leader Julius Malema and MP Mbuyiseni Ndlozi were found not guilty and acquitted of an assault charge in the Randburg Magistrates Court on Thursday. The pair are charged with assaulting police officer Lieutenant Colonel Johannes Fender at the funeral of Winnie Madikizela Mandela in April 2018. Magistrate Leland Punsami found Malema and Ndlozi had no intention to assault Fender. Here are his findings.
Establish the state of mind of the accused at the time of the committal of the offence. In terms of putative defence, the act will remain unlawful, but it will exclude culpability. In this regard, I found that the state of mind of the accused above mentioned and thus affect culpability. Court's finding, I do then find that the action of the accused at first glance appears to be unlawful, but after carefully assessing the evidence, one can never assault any other human being than in gain of an entry. The evidence in its totality also confirms the version of the accused before court. The accused further lack intent to commit the offence of assault in this regard. In this regard, the court finds that even when the court carefully assess the version of the accused, the court finds that the accused version is reasonably possibly true. Therefore, I accept that the defense of justification is to be upheld and that the accused had no intent to assault the complainant based on the evidence which is listed above, based on the reasons which is listed above. Both accused is therefore found not guilty and acquitted of the charge of assault.
Addressing supporters outside the court, Malema said his pushing of Fender was pushing of white supremacy, not necessarily a human being.
Today we demonstrated that we are always on the side of the law. We are on the side of the people. Our pushing of that white man, it was pushing of white supremacy, not necessarily a human being. Black and white, we are together, but we are not together with white supremacists, we are not together with the racists, wherever they are. They must know that when they see a red beret, they must go and hide, because the EFF will never tolerate racism in South Africa. So fighters, let's continue to build strong branches. The judgment of today has equipped you, has made you more powerful.
Audio gathered by Times Live reporter Patulu Bengo. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.